This is KUOW's Record. 25 years ago, a group of theater artists decided to start their own Seattle company. Now, that's not unusual. Seattle was and still is a regional theater hotbed. But Jane Jones and Myra Platt had something different in mind. They wanted to make great literature into great theater. But instead of transforming a book's prose into dialogue, Book It repertory theater actors performed the prose as written, verbatim. And a quarter of a century later, Book It is a thriving theater company. Marcy Silman spoke to Book It artistic directors Jane Jones and Myra Platt. Platt says everyone's first question is, how does the Book It style work?
We take literature and we perform the literature as it's written or as close to it as possible. If it's a novel, we don't do every word. But you will hear the characters speak about themselves and each other in the third person often.
She walked out.
The water was chill.
But she lifted her strong body and reached out with a long, sweeping stroke. She went on and on.
So it's fully produced and staged. You have costumes, lights, sets. And the script is an adaptation that is to honor and celebrate the author's original intent. So we don't change the ending. We don't add characters that don't exist. It's a pretty good editing job and then imagining it as a play.
It really, a lot of it comes down to a point of view. You can take a sentence from a book. If you can put it in one character's voice, but if you switch it to another character on stage, the point of view will become very, very specific and different according to which character is noting that the door was left open.
Shore was far behind her, and her strength was gone.
But she went on.
One of the things when I think about books and people ask me about Book It is that a book is something that we read privately and it's kind of an internal cerebral experience. Theater is not, we are internalizing our experience, but it's not internal. It's dramatic. It's theatric. So what is the trick, or maybe what are you looking for in transforming one literary medium into another?
We see books turn into film all the time. And I think a lot of people automatically, when you're reading, that experience of reading to yourself alone, you're sort of having a movie, if you will, of your imagination of the story as it's happening. With live theater, so much of it is about the language. And if you were to excise all the narrative language from a book and just do the dialogue, you really sacrifice some of the best and most beautiful parts of the language. Plus, we like to be able to still excite and inspire audiences' imaginations so that while we have fully produced productions, there's still room for the audience collectively to imagine the story beyond what they see.
Some of the most exciting moments that we've experienced in the 25 years of doing this is what we, as actors, we call inner monologue, or in the theater, your inner monologue. And it's what's really happening. It's what your character is truly thinking, even though they might be saying something else. And one of the great things about the celebration of the narrative voice and putting it out loud is that you, as an audience member, you have the opportunity to hear the character's inner monologue. And oftentimes it will surprise an audience because they think that what is being said is public when it's really in this bubble of the character's brain. Jane Austen, getting inside of Lizzie Bennet's head in Pride and Prejudice is one of the most delightful. It's such a delightful experience because Jane Austen was all about observation, right?
And we always compare it to Shakespeare. I mean, Shakespeare wrote that way.
Talking with Myra Platt, whose voice you last heard in Jane Jones, the co-founders of Book It Repertory Theater, which celebrates 25 years as an official company this season. Out of curiosity, Jane, what was the first piece that you actually brought to the stage?
The Hills Are Like White Elephants by Ernest Hemingway. And then the second one was Long Walk to Forever by Kurt Vonnegut Jr.
You are celebrating a quarter of a century. Doesn't it sound longer when I say it that way? So a quarter of a century. And in that time that you've been, I mean, you're an established theater company where many of your colleague theaters of similar size have not made it. Mm. Why? Why are you still alive and they're dead?
Wow. I think...
Knock on wood.
Our heads are made of wood. We tap them daily. I think it's because we continue to grow, for one thing. We have stuck very true to our mission. Every single time we come up against some sort of... We knock our heads on up against a wall, we go, what is the mission? And we always, always, always go back to the mission. And I think because of that, it's inviolate. It becomes, we don't keep trying to reinvent ourselves.
In addition to the longevity of this company, you two have an artistic partnership that has outlasted many marriages.
Right.
So what's the secret to that? Don't you sometimes want to just...
Kill each other?
Yeah.
Sure.
You said it, not me, Jane.
You know, it's just marvelous. I have to say, because Myra is younger than I am by 8 years, and it's marvelous watching Myra grow up. I mean, that's just been to watch her evolve as an artist, as a woman, and she continues to inspire me. I mean, I will look at her and think, oh my gosh, look at her. She's evolving before my eyes. And if I stay open, I will be able to learn from her. I have
That's
deep
so nice
respect
of you.
For you.
Thank
I
you.
Do.
Well,
well
and
you.
It's and it's mutual, of course, because Jane's had so much experience in the theater around the country and even the world. And so I talk about learning from, you know, I definitely feel like I've been mentored by her in so many ways over the years. And I think that the challenges that we have, we both recognize that it's also our greatest strengths individually and together as partners. And
we're both very passionate still about the work. And I think that goes a long way, in waking up in the morning. I mean, we've grown into a very, very mid-sized theater.
Yep.
And our budgets are mid-sized theater budgets. And I shake sometimes thinking about the responsibility that we have to the artist in the community, the responsibility we have to our staff. And sometimes I just have to believe. It's like this great faith that comes through, that you just have to believe. If you worry, it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. But working is not worrying. Whenever I get to that place of, oh my God, how are we going to do it? How are we going to continue to push through? I just have to believe that the work is valuable, and it is it's still very, very necessary.
Jane and Myra, thank you for coming by.
Marcy Silman with Jane Jones and Myra Platt, the co-artistic directors of Seattle's Book It Repertory Theater, celebrating their quarter century in existence. This is The Record on KUOW.